McAvoy, how are you, Calvin?
Well, Michael, how are you?
Very well indeed, mate. We'll be better if Frankie Pino can finally get a win. It looks a decent race for Frankie tomorrow. Is it the day for Frankie?
Yeah, look, I'm hoping so. He's in terrific order. He's just going to go out and jump a few logs very shortly this morning. And, you know, it's now time that we're sort of trying him back up that mile. I think it'll suit him. He's a very, very fit horse. And, you know, with 51 kilos, I expect him to be extremely hard to beat.
Yeah, he ran into a smart one last start. And can he be tactically better tomorrow, do you think, in the run?
Probably not. it's something like, you know, we think about quite a bit, but he's running extremely well. I think Pakenham is going to be a beautiful big open track, and a bit like last time, it's a small enough field. It'll be fairly tactical, but he'll be back there, but he won't be too far off him. And I agree, he ran into a very smart one last time.
All right, 51 kilos. We might try and get everything back tomorrow that we've lost on him in his last few starts with Frankie Pino. What about race number 8? Winning Partners racing in really good form. 1,400 metres, what are your thoughts tomorrow?
Yeah, he's freshened up very, very well. So, obviously, it's a bit different coming back in trip for him. He's a horse that, you know, we were probably pressing on towards going up in trip, but he's freshened up very, very well. He had a sharp gallop early in the week, and you know, I think he'd be very hard to beat. I think he's doing extremely well. Looks a good race for him, you know. Bar Yulong January being about rated 102, you know, he's carrying 59 kilos, being a 92 rater, and you know, for example, there's a one down the bottom that's rated 66, and it's carrying 2 kilos less. So I feel like he's in the right race. I feel like he's in the right form. And I'm hoping, you know, he can get the job done for a good bit of money, bogus money.
And can Blowtorch bounce back after a little freshen up from the John Letts?
Yeah, he's a very fit horse. He's probably just got to prove to us that he's up to this level. He's, you know, we've backed him to a benchmark 70. He's got a bit of weight reclaiming off him. It goes well for kids. So, you know, I'm happy with how he's going. And if he can prove to us he's up to this grade, he'll be competitive.
And you've got a good team in back in Adelaide tomorrow. Who do you think is your best couple?
I think Deep and Meaningful's probably the best bet of the day. She's ran into a couple of handy ones. Nothing went right last start. She's arrived back over there well. She had a really nice piece of work on early in the week, and she's probably the best. I think Around the Horns going super. He left Ballarat last night, and he's another one going well. So looks a nice team over there, and hopefully we can pluck a couple over there.
Good value too. Around the Horns $7, and Deep and Meaningful's about $8. So give them strength, Calvin.
Give them strength, Michael.